Royalty money from natural gas drilling has pumped billions of dollars into Pennsylvania's economy. It helped save many struggling family farms just as the Great Recession was beginning. A decade later, the gas and the money are still flowing, but many people now say this economic windfall is being doled out in an unfair and possibly illegal manner. State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick has more.
Charlie Clark says he's grateful every single day for the two gas wells that were drilled on his dairy farm. He estimates, on average, he receives about $10,000 per month in gas royalties.
This is what we've done with our gas money. Was this, you know, this barn here costs $40,000 to build it, you know, and we were able to build it out of our pocket.
Growing up in rural Susquehanna County, the northeastern corner of Pennsylvania, his family used to scrimp and save just to buy basics, like new shoes. But all that changed when the gas rigs rolled into town. This is how royalties work. Gas companies and landowners typically sign a lease agreement before drilling begins. The royalty is money paid to the mineral owner, like Clark, for the right to use his resource. It's negotiated to be a certain percentage of the proceeds from the sale of the gas.
We're living like we used to, but without the stress. The bills are all paid. You know that, you know, the kids got to go to college. No problem. You go to college.
Clark is leased to a company called Chief Oil and Gas. Although he says he feels like he hit the lottery, he's acutely aware other people with similar gas wells are striking out.
And I thank God every day that it happened here and that I didn't live over there 10 more miles or 15 more miles that way to the west.
Jim Barrett lives about 40 miles to the west in Bradford County. He hops in his pickup to give a tour.
Oh, well, I think we're pretty typical mountain farm.
Like Clark, he's grateful for the drillers.
It kept Bradford County alive. This would have been a ghost town in 2008 or 2010 if it hadn't have been for the gas industry.
Barrett's got four wells on his land, operated by a company called Chesapeake Energy. He says Chesapeake is stealing from him, and he's joined a class action lawsuit against the company. Chesapeake is defending itself against lawsuits in at least seven states for allegedly underpaying royalties.
There's good farmers and there's bad farmers, and there's good gas companies and there's bad gas companies.
He estimates Chesapeake owes him hundreds of thousands of dollars for the gas it's pumped out of his farm.
It's thievery, no doubt about it.
A lot of the controversy over royalty money comes down to something called post-production costs. These are the expenses of moving gas through a network of pipelines. To cover these costs, drillers might take deductions from royalty checks. Some landowners agree to this in their leases, others don't. Gary Presler with the National Association of Royalty Owners explains.
The turning point was during the period of declining prices.
That began in 2014, when the United States was producing so much oil and gas that it led to a global oversupply. Many energy-producing states took a hit, like North Dakota, where Presler lives. There, pump jacks bob up and down, pulling up oil and a small amount of gas. Oil suddenly wasn't worth what it used to be, and the gas still needed to be transported and processed. That cost stayed constant.
And that's when people saw their checks being reduced significantly. Even though those deductions may have been taken previously, they just totally disregarded it because it to them it seemed like just a small and minimal amount.
In Pennsylvania, where wells mainly produce gas, landowners like Barrett noticed right away if companies took out big, unexplained cuts. Others never had a reason to complain, like Clark, who feels the deductions he gets are reasonable. Jerry Simmons heads the Royalty Owners Association. He says all this complexity surrounding royalties is uniquely American.
Basically, this is the only country on the planet where individuals actually own the mineral interest. It's everywhere else, it's owned by the government.
As a result, millions of American landowners hold individual leases. Over the years, some sued when they felt they were being cheated. This has led to a patchwork of court rulings in many states determining how leases are interpreted. Given that, some landowners hire a lawyer to negotiate a lease with really specific language that prohibits deductions or spells out exactly which costs can be taken out. But law professor Owen Anderson with the University of Texas says not all of them go that route.
As often happens, these landowners and mineral owners sign these leases that the company offers without negotiating the terms and without getting legal advice.
Their options are then slim. They can hire an expert to audit their royalties and go to court, but some can't afford to do that. Presler with the Royalty Owners Association says the better option is to prevent landowners from signing bad leases.
Because it's a lot easier to try to get the terms correctly done at the front end than trying to manage and fix a problem later.
His group is developing a seminar to better educate landowners. Advocates in Pennsylvania are going a step further. For years, they've been pushing for legislation to ensure mineral owners get at least a 12.5% royalty. That's already the legally required minimum rate. Back on his farm in Susquehanna County, Charlie Clark says even though he won the lottery with gas royalties, he thinks the law should ensure everyone is paid fairly.
I guess I really don't understand why the government hasn't stepped in and done just a little bit more, because I think it would benefit them too. You know, any extra money that we would get, we would be taxed on.
And over in Bradford County, Jim Barrett says he and his wife would have to sell their farm to retire. But he wants to be able to pass it on to his grandkids.
My dad and his uncles, their goal was to keep the farm going for their sons. The same thing that my grandfather said and the same thing that my great-grandfather said.
Although Barrett's hopeful things will change, like many mineral owners across the country, he knows one thing. There's not much more he can do about it. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.